Sonoma County. It's Friday, January 26th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 7:31. I'm Brent Allen. High clouds today with fairly mild temperatures, currently sitting at 52 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. Petaluma residents and business owners found destruction Wednesday morning around downtown after rocks and other objects were used to shatter windows. At least 10 locations were hit starting around 5 a.m. and running most of the morning along Petaluma Boulevard North and nearby streets. Video surveillance provided a suspect, 36-year-old Jeffrey Berg, who police were familiar with. He was arrested near the Trestle Bridge. Old Adobe School in Sonoma will not have to close today after all, thanks to the generosity of several community members. The school needed to raise around $40,000 by today, or it would be forced to shut down. Now, that won't happen. Thanks to a GoFundMe page and a generous anonymous donor, they have enough to continue. Also, donors Turk and Diane Bond are matching the first $10,000 that was donated, according to the Press Democrat. Four more suspects have been arrested related to an attempted murder near Bellevue Ranch Park when a group of teens stabbed a bicycle rider on January 11th. Two 15-year-olds, a 17-year-old, and one 18-year-old, Anthony Hernandez, were all taken into custody. Police say those four and the original six juveniles arrested all have gang ties. The victim was assisted by witnesses before being transported to the hospital. A man and his mother were walking on Pine Flat Road in the mountains of Sonoma County on January 6th when they were ambushed by a mountain lion. In an unusual move, the big cat actually lunged at them. That's when the man yelled and waved his arms and scared the cat off back into the bushes. He was able to capture the cat on video watching them after the incident and posted it to Instagram. The two, who did not want to be named, were able to walk away safely. Another insurance provider has announced they will no longer write homeowners insurance policies in the state of California as of February 1st. The Hartford will continue to service existing policies and write business and auto insurance, but no new home policies. It's now the seventh company to quit California. The Hartford is also the only home insurance provider for AARP members, so their move could impact 55 and over California residents disproportionately. 7:34 KZST, time for another check of Sonoma County traffic with CHP officer Olivia Mirop. Hello again, Olivia.
Hi, good morning. CHP's en route to a crash at Roberts Road just east of Boulna Hill. There's a deer in the lane. Other than that, the roadways are looking great and no incidents to report from CHP in Sonoma County. This is officer Olivia Mirop on KZST.
Did you know that making sure our children can read well by third grade is one of the most important steps we can take to make sure they succeed at school and in life? Hi, this is Dr. Amy Carter, Sonoma County Superintendent of Schools. The Sonoma County Office of Education and I are proud to partner with KZST and the Read On Sonoma program to inspire elementary students to become great readers. I'm pleased to report that Read On Sonoma is off to a great start.
Sonoma County students have read more than 40,000 books so far this year. That's an average of 35 books per student. 15% of our students read over 1 million words last school year, and many more came very close. As a result, the average percentage correct on quizzes increased from 85 to 95% from last semester.
To donate or learn more about Read On Sonoma, visit readonsonoma.org. readonsonoma.org.
Your neighborhood grocery outlet has the name brands you love, all at shockingly low prices. But do you ever wonder how we do it? Simple. We buy opportunistic items for less and pass the savings along to you. When a brand has excess inventory from packaging or manufacturing overruns, they call us. There's no club membership needed. So, stop by your local grocery outlet today and let the bargain hunt begin.
Grocery Outlet Bargain Market.
With Indeed, their all-in-one platform makes it easy to interview, screen, and hire quality people. Visit Indeed.com for more. In sports, the Warriors lost to the Kings 134-133 when Steph Curry lost the ball in the final seconds of the game. And Levi's has extended its naming rights on the 49ers Stadium in Santa Clara for another 10 years. for $170 million. At the same time, the company announced they're laying off 10 to 15% of its global workforce. Your forecast today, mostly cloudy, just high clouds. It will be mild with low 60s. Tonight, cloudy skies. A chance for an isolated sprinkle, but we're not expecting much. Overnight lows in the upper 40s tomorrow. After a tiny chance for some morning showers, we go mainly cloudy with mid-60s. A lot of sunshine and warmer with 70s on Sunday. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. A Seattle man who police say has been stalking and harassing Taylor Swift has been ordered held without bail after he was arrested multiple times in recent days in front of the pop star's home in Manhattan's Tribeca neighborhood. David Crow was arraigned Thursday in Manhattan criminal court on misdemeanor charge of second-degree criminal contempt. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZSD Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Debbie and Brent in the morning on KZST.
We were good, we were gold. Kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't. Built a home and watched it burn.
County's KZST. It is Friday. Yes, I'm Debbie Abrams, Brent Allen in the studio, and his voice. How you doing, Brent?
Well, you tell me. it's been a rough morning with the voice.
Little
that's for
scratchy.
Sure.
And, you know, it is Friday. You have two more newscasts to get through. So
I know. I feel fine. It's just the voice has left me. It started yesterday, as you know. So
you
we're
know,
just... We're going a little lower and softer, and hopefully that won't hurt as bad.
You know what you need? You need Girl Scout cookies.
Oh,
Girl Scout
that
cookies.
That is true.
Our hot topic of the morning. Hot topic Girl Scout cookies. They are back, And of course, as usual, if you want to chime in on the conversation, you have a comment, an opinion, call us in the studio, the direct line 707-284-1000. So I have confirmed it. It is Girl Scout cookie season starts up Monday with online orders. Then you will start to see local Girl Scout cookie booths pop up all around that date, February 11th. Which happens to be Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Huh, coincidence or not?
Hmm.
So we have all the sweet information for you for this new cookie year. Brent, give it to us.
All right. So, but I do have one question we need answered about the sale of the cookies.
What's that?
So if you order online, which starts Monday, right?
Monday, yes.
Do the girls get credit for that? Or is it just you're ordering from, because that's the whole fun, is you got to give the money to the girls so they raise the money, right?
Very good question. And my honest answer is I do not know, but we're going to be talking to a local Girl Scout leader Monday.
Uh-huh.
So we will ask her then.
Going to the experts.
Yes, we will.
All right, so here are the choices that you have this year for the Girl Scout cookies. Tagalongs, of course, the good old standby chocolate and peanut butter. Those are great.
Yum.
Toffee-tastic, which is gluten-free. There are a couple of gluten-free ones.
Yeah.
Dosidos. It's a peanut butter sandwich, basically. It's okay. Caramel chocolate chip.
Gluten-free.
Good. And gluten-free. That's going up on my list.
That does not taste gluten-free, actually, that one. I've had that. It's pretty good.
All right. Caramel Delights, or Samoas. They're caramel, coconut, and chocolate. Those are pretty good. Take away the chocolate, though. Just do the caramel and chocolate, and that's even better. Adventurefuls. They're inspired by brownies. Those are pretty good. This is one of the newer ones, the Toastiers, which is inspired by French toast.
Haven't had that one.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good, but you want to put a little sugar on there, maybe some syrup also. Lemon Ups, which are, of course, lemon cookies, the S'mores, Thin Mints, and Trefoils, old standby.
That's your favorite, right?
That is my favorite. Yeah. I love Trefoils of them all. That's my all-time favorite.
So I knew we were going to be talking about this, so I did a little bit of research, so just wanted to pass this along. This year's theme is Unbox the Future, which aims to remove social barriers. Of course, it often keep girls boxed in. Cute. Nearly 700,000 girls participate in the overall program, the Girl Scout Cookie Program. The Bay Area's Girl Scout Cookie season runs again Monday through March 17th. Hundreds of troops in Sonoma County. I did not know that. This year, there are over 16,000 Girl Scouts in Northern California in the cookie program. Their goal, to sell $4 million worth of cookies.
Wow.
That's a lot of cookies.
That's a lot of cookies.
So let's do this, Brent. In case a local Girl Scout is listening right now, let's beg and plead. Brent, what's your favorite?
Trefoils.
By a mile. Okay. Mm-hmm. My go-tos, the tagalongs, and the s'mores are really good too. And of course, Thin Mints frozen. Put them in the freezer. The website for Monday, ilovecookies.org, $6 a box.
ilovecookies.org, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What a very nice website.
And you were saying that $6, so it varies around the nation.
Apparently the prices range from $5 to $7 per box. So I think we're probably right in the middle.
Okay, so that's not bad. So ilovecookies.org starting Monday, $6 a box. And just so it's clear, you know, we'll be here for a while. I was a Girl Scout a million years ago.
There's a new sack of hot air coming to your radio. The Debbie Abrams Morning Show on KZST.
Give me one reason to stay here, and I'll turn right back around. Give me one reason to stay here, and I'll turn right back around. Said I don't want to leave you lonely. You gotta make me change my mind. Time, you got to call me.
When I was a Girl Scout, there were only two flavors of Girl Scout cookies, vanilla and chocolate, a million years ago. It is time to check traffic on this Friday morning. We'll say hello to CHP Officer Olivia Miroff in our Roanert Park studio. Were you a Girl Scout and how's traffic?
I was a Girl Scout and traffic is looking pretty good. We do have a crash that CHP is responding to northbound US 101 just north of Steel Road. There's three vehicles involved with lanes blocked, so if you are traveling through that area, please slow down and move over for emergency vehicles. Other than that, traffic is moving pretty good. State Route 12 interchange to US 101, there is a slowdown there. And other than that, everything's great for your morning drive-in. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Olivia Mirap on KZST.
Recruiting great applicants to work at your company is not difficult, nor is it expensive. Keeping bad workers, even just one bad employee, can be very expensive indeed. Ineffective workers cost you time, productivity, and most important, customers. Hi, this is Chris Stonick, president of Stonick Recruitment, a national recruitment advertising agency and motivational speaker. I'll be coming to town to host a two-hour seminar on how to better recruit workers, students, and clinical research participants with radio. The seminar is free, fun, and informative. It's also accredited by the Society for Human Resource Professionals. HR professionals will earn two recertification credits just for attending. To get all the details or to RSVP, call the following number.
If you struggle to hire and retain great employees, plan to attend the hottest recruitment seminar of 2024, Tuesday, February 13th, 8:30 a.m. at Oxford Suites, Sonoma County in Roanert Park. This event is free and attendees receive two SHRM credits. So please register now at SonomaMediaGroup.com or call Kevin Wadlinger at 707-284-9116.
Redwood Credit Union brings you another KZST Hometown Hero. Born and raised in Sonoma County, the word hero for Karen Alves was defined by duty and sacrifice. Karen's uncle, killed on Okinawa in June 1945, was the ultimate example. Inspired by her uncle's sacrifice, Karen has worked tirelessly for many years to improve life in her hometown of Windsor. She was the founder and creator of the Charlie Brown Christmas Tree Grove, now grown to over 200 trees, and a People for Parks holiday tradition. She coordinated the construction of the Town Green Military Memorial Wall, a 20-year labor of love just completed in November 2023. Karen knows we can do great things when we work together with community members, leaders, businesses, and nonprofits. We now add Karen Alves to the ever-growing list of hometown heroes. If you would like to nominate our next hometown hero, go to KZST.com. And when you see the words Redwood Credit Union for all that you love, let us know who your hero is. KZST.
If all of the kings had their queens on the throne, we would pop champagne and raise a toast to all of the queens who are fighting alone. Baby, you're not dancing on your own.
Can't live without me, you wanna, but you can't. Na-na-na, think it's funny, but honey, can't run the show on your own. I can feel my body shake, there's only so much I can take. I'll show you how.
And 55, 52 degrees in Santa Rosa, cloudy and low 60s today around the county. Up next,
here's another doing good in our community shout out from Debbie and Brent in the morning on KZST.
Well, goes to Oliver's Market, their staff and all the customers who participated in their holiday bell campaign. Oliver's announced this morning they raised over $64,000 for the Redwood Empire Food Bank. Their annual holiday campaign is in its eighth year. They hit the highest amount ever. Oliver's purchases these bells, which are then sold at all four local Oliver's locations from Thanksgiving week through Christmas Eve. The money raised will help feed meals to over 100,000 hungry individuals here in the North Bay. Way to go. Another successful holiday bell campaign from Oliver's Market.
Doing just fine before I met you. I drank too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay. Hey, you tell your friends it was nice to meet them, but I hope I never see them again. Hey. I know it breaks your heart. Moved to the city in a broke down car in 4 years, no goals. Now you're looking pretty in a hotel bar in. We ain't never getting older.
met you. I forget just why I left you. I was insane. Stay and play that Blink-182 song that we beat to death in Tucson. Okay.
I know it breaks your heart.
Sonoma County. It's Friday, January 26th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 7:59. I'm Brent Allen. Cloudy today with possible sprinkles tonight. Currently, we're sitting at 52 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. The Rohnert Park Department of Public Safety has a mystery on their hands. Thursday night, it received a call from a person who